Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you today. And time to welcome in our very first guest of today's show. He is part of the Cleveland Guitar Trio. They're playing at Lorain County Community College this weekend on Friday and Saturday. We welcome in Doug Wood. Doug, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me visit. This is awesome. Thank you.
Well, you guys are three solo artists, the Cleveland Guitar Trio, and you guys are playing together at this weekend show. Just curious, was that challenging for you guys at first? I always think of it as, you know, if you're a solo artist, sometimes it can be difficult to learn how to work with other people. Was that challenging for you guys at first?
It's an interesting question because, really, I think many musicians may be solo now, but we've always been in bands in some fashion or another. I've been in a couple rock bands in high school. I've played in jazz band. So there's this kind of tendency for us to want to collaborate with people, to work with other musicians. So in a sense, it's not difficult. It's just finding the right musicians that kind of gel with you. And I think that's what Cleveland Guitar Trio is. We're still solo musicians, but we really do gel well with each other when we play together on stage. So yes, we do our own solo materials. You're going to hear some great solo guitar work. It's going to be like a show that features really some wow factor guitar work. But when we have fun collaborating, you just kind of have a different vibe. It's a really fun vibe. So You get the whole spectrum of guitar show material with a Cleveland Guitar Trio show.
Did it take you guys long to find the right chemistry on stage? Did it take a while for that to come together?
Well, Darren and I, Darren is one of the members, so it's me, Doug Wood, and then Darren Freight, and not related, Patrick Woods. So all three of us have been working with each other and have known each other for a long time. Darren and I have been playing together in various groups since 1989. And I don't know if I should say that because that might reveal that I'm older than I sound on the radio, maybe.
As long as you sound young, that's all that matters. As far as I'm concerned, you're wearing a suit and tie right now.
thank you. No, I'm in my my sun outfit. I'm hanging out in the sun. Wait a minute, let me look outside. Oh, never mind. It's cloudy. I can't pass that joke off.
Well, it's interesting too because you talk about the three of you, and it seems like you guys have developed a pretty good chemistry. How did the three of you meet, and where along the way did you figure out that this could work really well for you guys?
Well, again, Darren and I met way back in the 80s, and that was just a thing that while I was in college and Darren was in college up in Cleveland. Patrick, I had known about Patrick because he's a really, I know this is my main family background coming in. Patrick is a wicked good guitarist, and his technique on guitar just blows you away. He does finger style stuff and percussive stuff that you just say, how the heck is that happening? So the fact that I was drawn to his music when he was younger, about 20 years ago, he's always been in the back of my mind. And when Darren and I thought of this collaborative project, we were thinking of different musicians, and Patrick was one of the first that came to mind. He's just a fabulous musician in his own right. And the fact that he's so good at collaborating really helps out a lot, too.
Again, we're speaking with Doug Wood. He's part of the Cleveland Guitar Trio performing this Friday and Saturday at Lorain County Community College. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, what kinds of music will you guys play this weekend?
You get a cross of, well, you definitely get a different cross of what kind of guitar music there is out there. So we might play stuff that's a little classically influenced, maybe jazz influenced. You're definitely going to hear, I'm a big fan of the Beatles, might hear a tune by, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. So you might hear some familiar stuff, but you're going to hear some music that really explores the different style of guitar music that's out there.
When did you first discover your love for music?
I loved music. I think everybody loves music. But I think what did it for me is I lived in Germany as a kid for a couple years. And in Germany, you know how that old show Soul Train that existed in the States? I can't remember who was the host of that. It was a TV show where people danced to, at the time, was disco music. Well, in Germany, they were still fixated on classic rock music, like the old bands, Dire Straits got their start on these similar shows as Soul Train. But in Germany, there were these rock bands, and watching all these bands on TV, I just had this fascination with being a rock musician. And of course, I'm not a rock musician now. I think the closest I get to it is maybe a folk musician. But I ever since I was in my young teeny bopper years, I always wanted to be a musician playing in front of people.
So how did you end up getting your start in the music business?
It's all luck. And it's all perseverance and it's all patience. I played in jazz bands in high school and college. I went to John Carroll University and played in the John Carroll Jazz Band. And I just, while I was playing jazz music, I also had this creative element of my own. And I just happened to accidentally run into Darren through mutual friends. Darren is the other musician that I play with, one of the other musicians from the Cleveland Guitar Trio. And we just gelled, and we just kind of started sitting in our basements and started playing music and writing fabulous music. And then all of a sudden, I think part of it is that people liked what we wrote. And so we got picked up by radio stations. We got clubs wanted to book our music. So, it all just flowed into this natural vibe of having the right music, having the right gel and the right chemistry with each other. And then that energy just took off when other people, other musicians said, hey, wow, that's cool. Let's have you play this show and let's have you play that show. So it was a whirlwind. I think that's a pretty good recollection of my years from way back when.
Well, and it's interesting how you go through all of that. You and I had discussed a few things before we came on the air, but for those who become pretty successful at doing this, it seems like music really kind of becomes a lifestyle, and that lifestyle can get pretty hectic at times with the travel schedules and whatnot. And you sound like you're a pretty well-traveled individual. You talked about the time you spent in Germany, the time you spent here in the greater Cleveland area, and you've also spent a lot of time in Denver. So would you agree that having gone through all of that has kind of helped you along the way to adhere to the musician's lifestyle?
I think so. In fact, I just got back from a tour out west. I just did 13 shows out west, playing colleges and clubs in Minneapolis, Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, Iowa. There's a few other states in there too. I can't remember them. But I think that the whole traveling, the vibe of doing it, there's sort of a thrill as a musician, but it's not the thrill I look for. It's the connection with the audience. The connection, what I find when I travel from place to place is that the music helps you connect with an audience. It helps you develop a rapport with the audience. It helps you kind of feel that, hey, music is a really good commonality between everyone, regardless of where you're coming from. It's a great place to actually just connect and actually find out that people are real people. And I think that's what my travels have really kind of helped me learn over the course of the many years I've been doing this.
The connection is fascinating to me because I would imagine that when you get it kind of differs from one city to the next. But what are some of the things that you look for to help establish that connection? For example, when you're playing, at what point do you realize, oh, yeah, absolutely, we have certainly connected? What are some things that you look for along the way during a show when you really realize you've achieved that connection?
I think a commonality between people. So a lot of my songs that I write that are my own songs, and in fact some of the songs that I play, are connected with my own travel experience or my own life experience. And I think when you share part of your life, you realize that other people have gone through similar experiences, whether it's travels, whether it's, for example, I have a song that I wrote for a cousin who had leukemia at 4 years old, and then now he's like in his 20s and he's successful. Well, sharing that experience of someone going through a tough time and through challenges in life, sharing that in a concert, it's more than just music. You actually connect with your life experience. And I think a lot of people all across the country have experienced similar life experiences. And to be able to have music kind of pull all that together and have some resolution through music, I think really helps a lot.
No question about it. And along those same lines, do you find it a little bit easier to connect with the audience when you play shows like the one you're going to play this Friday and Saturday at Lorain County Community College? Because this is kind of like home to you, isn't it?
It is. Well, I actually lived across the street from Lorain County Community College. There's the apartment complex is there. I lived there. My dad used to teach at Lake Ridge Academy. So there's more than just, you know, going to a random city in Iowa or something like that and trying to connect with folks. I already have a connection with folks in Elyria because I've lived in Elyria. Lake Ridge Academy, I have fond memories of my dad, you know, being there. And I every time I pass Abbey Road, I keep remembering the dentist that I used to visit at Abbey Road. You know, so it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that dentist used to give us candy after going to get my teeth fixed. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. After I think about it, you know, 30, 40 years after the fact, I'm like, wait a minute. He was giving us candy, so we'd have to go back again and get, dentures. So, yes, I mean, part of my connection is with my sense of humor. But there is a real connection that I have with Elyria because it's kind of like going back home for me.
Absolutely. Again, this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Lorain County Community College, it's the Cleveland Guitar Trio. Doug Wood, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you guys used to go by the name Guys with Guitars, and that kind of rolls right off the tongue, but you guys made the switch to the Cleveland Guitar Trio. Explain to our listening audience why you guys went with the name change.
Well, we kind of still, in fact, some of our videos still have Guys with Guitars on them, but We have been starting to play really good shows in different parts of the country. And we did some consulting with an agency out of Nashville. And the agency suggested the name change, and I kind of agreed with it because Guys with Guitars is a great kind of informal name. But we wanted to kind of, because we're getting a little bit more established, we wanted to kind of, in honesty, we wanted to be a little bit more of a serious group that showed people, hey, we're not just guys from guitars, we're Cleveland guys with guitars. We're from Cleveland, and there's some good stuff happening in Cleveland, you know, as far as the music scene goes. And so I wanted to kind of bring Cleveland back into the picture because I like my roots in Northeast Ohio, and I like to share that with other people in other parts of the country.
Great, great stuff. No, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, and it's Friday and Saturday at Lorain County Community College, the Stocker Arts Center. Doug Wood is a member of the Cleveland Guitar Trio. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Doug, we appreciate the time. This is a lot of fun catching up, learning more about you and more about the group, and we certainly hope that all those who head on down to Lorain County Community College this weekend are able to stop by and see what sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show.
Andy, I appreciate it. You know, talking with someone like you kind of makes me, you know, I start revisiting my history in my brain of times that I was in Elyria, and so you know, talking with you kind of makes me feel warm and welcome. We should do this next time over lasagna or coffee or something like that. So.
I'm all for it. We'll have to make sure that we carve out a few minutes on there, and then we attack the coffee and we attack the lasagna. That sounds like a terrific combination, or I guess as it applies here, that sounds like a terrific trio. No question about it.
Yep, definitely.
Doug, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Andy, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day, and stay warm. It's starting to get chilly out there.
Absolutely, Doug. Thank you very much. That's Doug Wood with the Cleveland Guitar Trio. They are playing at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center this Friday and Saturday. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this on AM 930, WEOL at 100.3 FM.